Hello, welcome to Black British Girl Talks Crime, Finance, etc., a podcast about crime, finance, and other things. Each week, I will bring you a true crime story or financial advice or just about life as a black girl in British society. Follow along for true crime stories, tips on budgeting or home ownership, and general insight into current events and black British life. Hi, everyone. So today we're going back to Halloween 1994 and 7-year-old trick-or-treater Tony Bagley is in a skeleton costume going door-to-door trick-or-treating with his sister, who was 10 years old, her name is Chanel, his aunt and his mother, Lachelle Cooper. So Tony is in second grade and attends Fitzgerald Elementary School and is from North Kansas City, Missouri. So he approached a street corner towards the next house, and at the same time at 6:15 p.m. a man wearing a hooded sweatsuit ran into the street and opened fire on the family. Witnesses told investigators that the gunman then jumped into a waiting car and left the area with the car headlights off, and Tony was shot in the head. The shooter is described as 5'8", African-American man who was wearing a dark colored jogging suit. His 10-year-old sister Chanel and his mother Lachelle and an aunt who asked to remain unnamed was also sprayed with the gunfire. Chanel required surgery to remove part of her liver, while the aunt who was shot in the leg and mother who was struck in the chest were treated and released. Tony was placed on life support and later died. Obviously, this does appear to be premeditated, but the rationale behind this is unclear. So police called on a psychic because they found it so difficult to find a culprit, and the psychic told them where the gun was in an abandoned building. And Tony's grandmother, Carolyn, said it seemed good at first, but when police went to the building, there was no gun. And on the first anniversary of Tony's death, the late Bob Stupak, a gambling mogul, offered a $100,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of Tony's killer. Again, no leads came from it. So Lieutenant Mike Blackwell with the North Las Vegas Police Department said instead that the shooting may have been a retaliation for a drug deal gone bad. Tony's father was allegedly involved in a drug deal and that went wrong, and this attack may have been done in retaliation. So, coincidence or not, on April 8th, 1998, Tony's father, Anthony, was charged and convicted of an unrelated murder, also committed on the street. He killed Curtis Henry in North Las Vegas in 1998 for not paying a $1,000 debt from 8 years earlier, and even bragged about his intent to kill him before the murder. He is currently in a Nevada state prison, serving out 2 consecutive life terms. Anthony has never talked to police about whether he knew who shot his son. So I would like to thank the following sources that I use, which is Reddit, Forbes.com, LasVegasSun.com.
Get your fix every week by subscribing to Black British Girl Talks wherever you get your podcasts. Any pictures or further information concerning each episode will be on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Black British Girl Talks. And as always, if you have any questions, DM on Instagram. Until next time, goodbye.